South African opposition leader Julius Malema has been found guilty of illegally possessing a firearm and firing it in public, crimes that carry a minimum sentence of 15 years in prison. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The case stems from a 2018 video showing the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, leader firing a semi-automatic rifle into the air during his party's 5th anniversary rally in the Eastern Cape. Malema was tried alongside his former bodyguard, Adrian Snyman, who was acquitted. Magistrate Toinette Olivier delivered the verdict after 3 days of deliberation, telling Malema, "You are found guilty as charged." Sentencing is set for January 2026. 5 convictions under the Firearms Act. Malema was convicted on 5 counts, including unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition, discharging a weapon in public, and reckless endangerment. Prosecutors alleged he fired up to 15 live rounds in front of 20,000 supporters, according to Soweto Live. In court, Malema argued the firearm was not his and that the shots were fired only to energize the crowd. Defiant response. Outside the East London Regional Court, Malema dismissed the ruling as political, telling cheering supporters, "Going to prison or death is a badge of honor. We cannot be scared of prison or to die for the revolution. Whatever they want to do, we will never retreat." He vowed to appeal the judgment, even up to South Africa's Constitutional Court. A history of controversy. The conviction comes just weeks after Malema was found guilty of hate speech by South Africa's Equality Court, following remarks that judges said amounted to incitement. Malema has long been a polarizing figure, calling for the seizure of white-owned land and accusing South Africa's white minority of hoarding wealth decades after apartheid. His rhetoric has drawn international attention. In 2018, former US President Donald Trump cited clips of Malema's speeches, including chants of "Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer," in a controversial White House exchange with President Cyril Ramaphosa. Malema was later denied entry to the UK over his remarks about Hamas and South Africa's white minority. Political stakes. Malema's legal troubles could have major implications for his political career. South Africa's constitution bars anyone sentenced to more than 12 months in prison, without the option of a fine, from serving as an MP, though disqualification only applies once appeals are exhausted. Legal analyst Ulrich Rue said that Malema faces an uphill battle. He now needs to present evidence to the court to show why he should not receive the minimum sentence of 15 years. The Democratic Alliance welcomed the ruling, with MP Ian Cameron saying, "A man who fires live rounds at a political rally demonstrates exactly the kind of thuggery the EFF is prepared to unleash on South Africa." Malema, however, insists he will continue to fight his conviction and the political system he accuses of trying to silence him. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.